Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, it's Anthony Herron, former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye, football analyst for 670 The Score, Fox Sports, Sirius XM, Big Ten Network, and NBC Sports. Anthony Herron on 670 The Score. Get it on.
Get it on. Jungle City! For the better part of the next hour. Matter of fact, let's make it the next 3 hours. I am your voice. This is Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And guests who join us throughout the show tonight will be joining me on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. You can download the Circus Sports app today. Breaking news, it may take place. We did have something broke earlier today, but if it breaks, while myself and Alex Kuhn are here with you for the next 3 hours, that breaking news on The Score will be brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Before I kind of get into a couple of different things here, I am curious, and I don't know, Alex, you're obviously younger than anyone else who was just talking on the air a moment ago, but I'm a little bit unclear with the reference that I made a moment ago, whether or not it was just kind of a, you know, something that's not as well known as I assume. Like, I just threw the term roll bounce out there because in my mind, that's just kind of the way the world refers to roller skating. And I guess there's probably only so many references to roller skating these days, but I got the impression, I know you're kind of in there, you know, switching gear, Shane and Tanny are getting out of your way so you can go into master control and everything. So I don't know if you heard it, but I was just talking to the guys about how I spent my day yesterday and why my knees are sore right now. And I just referenced, like, yeah, I got my roll bounce on yesterday. My knees are sore. I didn't have the impression that Spiegs or Grody had any idea, any earthly idea what in the world I was talking about when I said roll bounce. And I just assumed that everybody knew when you refer to roll bounce, you're just talking roller skating. But is that a reference that you're familiar with? Me just saying roll bounce without explaining that I'm talking about roller skating, would that have registered for you?
I did know what you were talking about. It's a movie. There is a movie, too. So I knew what you were talking about. Uh-huh. And then you went on to say, I went roller skating. So I got the picture. Big, not a roller skater myself, roller blader, but... Okay. I appreciate the art. Are you on? Do you go with a group or do you a one man show?
So I mean, when I was a youth, I would go out with a group frequently enough where I've always been really comfortable on skates, and you know I've got what a good almost 20 years on you, I think, probably. But growing up as a kid in the 90s, then one of the various types of birthday parties, of course, swimming pools, you know, you have a pool party, you go out there and do that, maybe have a party outdoors at a park somewhere. But like the roller skating party was a pretty frequent occurrence. So we'd go out there all the time, just, and it felt like there was a roller rink available on virtually every other block. It felt that way. And now it does seem to me, and I haven't, you know, it's just an anecdotal observation here. I haven't done any deep research on this, but I feel like I should. It does seem to me that I know in the town I grew up in Bolingbrook, there's a spot that used to be a pool that's become an ice rink. There's at least one building that used to be a roller rink for roller skating that's now been turned into an ice rink. So it does feel to me like even though professional ice hockey, the NHL, over the last few decades has gotten a little bit more niche in its fan base and in its interest, but for whatever reason, it does seem like roller rinks are kind of going the way of the dodo bird, and ice rinks are popping up all over the place by comparison. I don't have a good explanation for why that is, but like when you were younger, when you were a kid and people were having different birthday parties you'd go to, did you go to a lot of roller skating parties?
I used to go to the rink every Friday night.
Every Friday night?
When I was a kid, I played a little roller hockey when I was 10, 11, 12, up until I was 13. So I used to go all the time. And yes, I did have birthday parties. In fact, I had my own birthday party at a roller rink at
nice.
One point.
Now we're talking. That makes all the sense in the world. So I'm glad you at least got it. I wasn't sure if this is a full-on, like, Two Americas situation or if it just happened to be just a moment.
Now, skating is just a niche. Like, if you can do it, you love it. And if you aren't a big fan of it and are struggle, you really don't care about it at all.
Yeah, it's one of those things where after you do it a few times, especially if you're young enough where you don't mind falling, then you eventually get it down. But after you become an adult, if you haven't done it, then I can see where you don't necessarily have an interest in learning it at that point. I put skiing in a very similar category as that for me. Just, you know, my knees are brittle enough where it's just not worth the effort and the risk to try to learn how to ski at this point. So, you know, I leave it in the past. And I'll watch other people ski. Like I mentioned, my wife knows how to do it. So I just kind of leave it at that until further notice. You know, who knows? I try not to rule things out completely, but I don't see myself until I have the actual knee replacements that I've been putting off for years at this point. Then we'll see if I end up getting around to it. But at the moment, the way they feel, it's just not worth the risk to go out there trying to learn how to ski right now. But it is skiing weather, and it is terribly frigid outside. I'm sure many of you may have noticed that, but this is kind of the penance that you pay. So my hope for all of you out there who are, you know, braving the chilly conditions, who had to be out and about a bit today, that you stayed bundled up, that you found a way to be warm, warm-ish while you were outside, certainly staying comfortable inside. But just remember it. Look at it this way. This is the penance that you pay for having the fabulous summers that we get to experience in Chicago and the greater Chicagoland area, whether it's the lakefront, or the ballparks, or just all the outdoor festivals, especially all the free ones that are all over the city when the weather is glorious. Remember days like today. Remember weekends like this weekend where you get the snow and the slush and you're shoveling and you're calling dibs and you're arguing with neighbors about dibs and, you know, you're digging your vehicle out so you can make it to work and you're scraping off your windshields, or like today, where you've been advised not to even go outdoors because it is so uncomfortable, because it is so dangerously cold. When you hit the late spring, when you hit these summertime temperatures and you got that chance to go out to the Bean, or you're checking things out all around the city and you're going out on the beach somewhere on the lakefront, just allow this to be what helps you appreciate those days, those weeks, those moments that much more. I certainly try to put it in that context when I can. And I'm probably bigger than most of you. I got a little more insulation than a lot of you do. So, you know, I don't love it when it's below zero, but I'm guessing it doesn't impact me in the same way that it does a lot of you. So I know days and moments like this can be a little bit uncomfortable, but you know how glorious summertime in Chicago can be. And part of the reason you love it and you appreciate it is because of, you know, even brief stints of winter like this. I mean, the winters here in recent years haven't been that hellish anyway. But Yeah, we had a few days here where things have been a bit more uncomfortable than we've dealt with in a little while. Wasn't that long ago we had the polar vortex going on and all that. This is nothing like that. It can get much worse. So, you know, try to put it in that context. That would be my message and my advice for some of these things. And certainly for the Cubs, they've got some good things happening. They got some big things popping. Some urgency, I guess, would be fair to say that the Cubs have been in the process of showing with the way they're putting this lineup together. And they continue to make moves. They continue to bring in additional talent. Now, today's news, Justin Turner joining up with the Cubs, a one-year deal, $6 million. Yes, he's 40 years old, but he can still play the game. And, you know, talked about it a little bit last night, just with this potential being there for them to sign Turner. And even as of last week, after the Alex Bregman potential fell through, and in just discussing, like when I was on the afternoon show with Spiegs one of the days, just discussing the potential for what signing a 40-year-old could mean for the Cubs and bringing a guy with the experience, the pedigree of Justin Turner in here, all the years that he's been successful at the major league level. So now you pair his relative experience with the relative inexperience of Matt Shaw. And so you at least do have now the combination of potential for, you know, are you worried about whether or not a 40-year-old can hold up? That's worthy of concern. Are you worried whether or not a rookie with the potential that Matt Shaw has shown, whether or not you can count on him being consistent day in and day out? And then, of course, you got the injury news here, I guess, or, you know, the pain, him being hurt. Maybe it's not a full-blown injury, at least the context that Matt Shaw and the Cubs seem to be trying to put this in, with the oblique concerns that are there, the discomfort that's there. But, I mean, I guess at least now you've got the 40-year-old love handles of Justin Turner to balance that thing out. And so, you know, you got the young obliques, and maybe that's the dividing line. You know, when you're still in your early to mid-20s, you got obliques. When you're 40, I'm guessing Justin Turner's got some love handles. Who knows? I don't know exactly what type of shape or physical condition he's in. But, you know, you hit your 40s, they're love handles at this point. But let's presume the love handles of Justin Turner are healthy. And so whatever concerns may come up at different points, if it's the inconsistencies of rookie performance that will likely creep into the performance of Matt Shaw, and then, of course, just other injury woes that may be there for the volume of games that Matt Shaw may be tasked with. Now you got Justin Turner in here to be able to be a potential DH. It gives you that versatility. He can play third. He can play first. He can DH. And now, if, say, a Suzuki, because he seems to continue to be pushing, to want to be back in the outfield, which is great. You know, I like the fact that a veteran player wants to continue to prove himself. I think that's a good thing. I don't find it that concerning that, say, a Suzuki wants to prove that he can be an everyday outfielder. It didn't go well last season, but he didn't want to just be sort of confined to being a full-time DH either. Cubs just happen to be much deeper in the outfield now than they were when they first signed Suzuki, and Suzuki has shown his struggles in the outfield. But at least for him to apparently be pretty motivated to showcase that he can handle that in this league at this level while also being willing to play DH, it feels to me like a good combination. That's how I'm reading it right now. You have the recent comments from Craig Counsell about just his desire to, you know, to be able to communicate at a higher level. Called himself a bit lazy with the way that he's gone about communicating with, say, a Suzuki. And you know what? I think as a manager, for a guy who now knows this roster, knows this lineup, knows this team that much better, and we'll go into this season, and Cubs had their expectations last year, but he'll go into this season as the Cubs being led by him, with even higher expectations than last year, and they seem to be embracing those. You know, they're not shying away from it. And with the Cubs and with this organization and having this fan base, it'd be silly to try and shy away from those expectations. But it does feel like the dialogue around the Cubs, about the Cubs, even the internal dialogue when they're addressing the media, those who are in the clubhouse are being fairly vocal about their high hopes for this season. We had some members of the Cubs, of course, on the station earlier today. Let's start off hearing from Dansby Swanson a little bit, just on the way that the Cubs have gone about this, and specific to now knowing that Justin Turner will be a new member of the ball club.
I mean, obviously we've played against each other for a while. The only off the field encounter I've had with him was at Bueller's wedding a few years ago. He's been a really good player for a long time, and I think that he's someone that we can really learn a lot from, just his experience, and he's just such a pro at what he does. That'll, I think, really, really impact this group, especially from a position player standpoint and an offensive standpoint. And he's somebody that you definitely want to have on your team.
Let's see, someone young like Matt Shaw, you know, he's kind of been through the ringer. How does that help him?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's obviously a good sounding board for anything. Like I said, he's experienced. He's been successful. He's kind of like not been successful and then been successful, like worked his way from being a good player to being a great player. So I think that is always something that can never be, you know, overstated, I guess. Just the importance that it takes for someone that can change the trajectory of their career, really, and to be able to do it for a long time and to be able to be a part of a winning you know, culture and group for a long time. All that stuff is valuable and important, and obviously, you know, it's good for any of us. It's not just good for Matt. It's good for all of us, just because that experience and the ability to kind of like explain it and coach it, if you will, because he taught himself how to do it, I think it's going to be even more beneficial for a lot of guys than I think we even realize at this moment.
So. How much respect do you have for a guy at age 40 still has the burning desire to play and win and be part of that culture?
I think you kind of answered it by asking it. Somebody that's obviously at that age and, you know, still willing to be out here and want to pursue greatness, it tells you all you need to know about him. It tells you what he thinks about this group as well, just, you know, wanting to be here. You know, I don't think he's wanting to waste years away, so wanting to be here and be a part of this group and be a part of Chicago Cubs is going to be awesome.
Dansby Swanson talking about the Cubs signing Justin Turner. And I like especially one of the last points there, and I'm pretty sure it was our Bruce Levine posing the question there about what he adds, not just the tangible but the intangible that gets added to the clubhouse for a player of this experience with the success he's had, championship player and high leverage situations. The numbers for Justin Turner in situations of leverage are exceptional and continue to be, even last season, kind of dividing time between Toronto and Seattle. Now, Ian Happ is a guy that, of course, he's the, you know, longest tenured member of the Cubs at this point, but he's not a guy who's done big time winning, who's been a part of immense success and, you know, leverage postseason moments and advancing to the NLDS and NLCS and World Series or anything else. He was kind of, you know, he was too young to really be a deep part of that. So he's been with this ball club for a while and has been in the process of trying to be a piece that leads the Cubs back to that postseason success. But even he, as long as he's been in the majors, as much success as Ian Happ has had, he's a guy who should benefit from some of these recent acquisitions that have been in those big games, that have made it to the World Series, like Justin Turner. Let's hear from Ian Happ.
Is it official? Do we have confirmation? No. Should I comment on it if it's not official? If it is, I'm really excited. I'm pumped. Been a fan of his for a long time, the way he plays the game. I think he's a natural hitter. His ability not only to drive the baseball, but like situationally hit, the swing, the way he thinks about hitting, like all that stuff, I think will be an asset for us.
We always make a big deal about guys coming from winners, you know, being a winner. To the major league player like yourself, is that a big deal?
Yeah, I think just the experience. I think he's had a pretty unique experience in the game, just his entire career path, and his ability to still do it is pretty impressive. So I think all of those things help a group. When you think about our player group and the ability to impact the player group, like somebody who's proven they can do it, hitting big spots, situationally hit, is willing to take any role, like all of those things kind of help the total group. This is everybody's pulling in the same direction.
Are you surprised sometimes that a guy at 40 still has the desire, and wanting to play. I mean, you know, most guys are burnt out by that time in baseball.
And he's accomplished a ton. And he's accomplished everything you could want in a career. He's won. He's been an all-star. He's done it all. So the fact that he wants to come back and keep going is really awesome. You know, he loves baseball. He wants to be a part of it. It's really cool.
Can you imagine playing 40?
Wouldn't that be special?
Not many get to do it, but Justin Turner is on the brink of accomplishing that feat, continuing to play Major League Baseball at 40 years old. Who knows? Maybe beyond. It's a bit of a Joe Flacco vibe where, you know, he started off a little bit slow in Flacco. You know, he won a bunch of games, but statistically he wasn't really an exceptional quarterback early in his Baltimore career, and then made some tweaks, put some work in, and began to ascend to higher heights, won a championship as a starting quarterback, got the big contract. And now he's this guy that's willing to kind of bounce around to a few different teams as a backup after being kind of an A-list quarterback for a portion of his career. But now he's been willing to accept this role as the journeyman who can still do nice things when he's in the lineup. It certainly isn't a guy who any franchise right now in the NFL is expecting to be their full-time starter on any regular basis. But it is interesting. Joe Flacco has sort of found that lane, you know, on the tail end of his career. And Justin Turner feels like is in a similar space here where he showed himself as one of the best in the game for a while. And now at 40 years old, willing to be a bit of a journeyman and made a conscious decision to be here with the Chicago Cubs, even though reportedly there was more money available than this $6 million he's getting from the Northsiders. He decided to be here. Well, let's take a timeout, come back and get the perspective of someone who is out there in Mesa, on the ground, being around covering this team. You see her all over the Marquee Sports Network and, frankly, one of my broadcast partners over at the Big Ten Network as well. Elise Menneker will join us next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment.
Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
So when we go to Japan, I think it's the same for me when I first came to the U.S., that everybody's going to be in Japan, and so they're going to understand how it felt when I first came here.
So you want them just to figure it out? They're on their own, is that?
So I probably won't tell you anything about Japan either.
That was the voice of Showtime, Shota Imanaga, describing how he will or perhaps won't assist his teammates in the trip over to his home country of Japan. And, you know, it can be a bit of a daunting place to go. It's been a minute since I've been there. Got to make it back at some point. But it's going to be fun. And the Cubs, of course, announced today that Shota Imanaga will be starting their season opener against the Dodgers 1 month from today over in Japan. So there's a lot to look forward to along those lines. So we got a few different things to discuss with our guest, who's now joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline at CircaLasVegas.com. It's Elise Menneker of the Marquee Sports Network and of the Big Ten Network. Elise, what's happening? How are you doing this evening?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Appreciate you joining me. I will, I don't know. I don't know if apologies would be the correct way to go about this thing, but I know you just got back into town from Mesa and you got smacked in the face by these below zero temperatures.
Yeah, how rude. I mean, it's terrible. What is this about? I will be going back to Arizona, though. So that's like the hope that I'm hanging on to, that I just have to last up until next weekend, and then I will go back to sunny Arizona. Sorry, I'm not sorry, but it's not fun here.
No, it is not. It is not. I've been trying to remind folks. I know you tend to put a sunny disposition on most things. I began the show just trying to remind people these are the temperatures that will make you appreciate summertime on the lakefront, summertime at the ballpark. That's why Chicago is so amazing when you get to the late spring and into the summer, because we have to deal with temperatures like this on occasion.
That's what makes Chicago summers the best, the fact that we have endured this. So then when summer comes, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, we've earned it. We've earned it when we get there.
Yeah.
And speaking of a sunny disposition, by the way, so I saw on IG, I don't know, it's probably a couple of weeks ago or something now, where I don't know if you're like a triathlete now or something, but I saw you out there competing. It looked like you were like climbing walls, flipping tires, but you were smiling the entire time. What were you doing? Yeah. And why were you so happy doing it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a conditioned response. I see a camera and I just think I should smile. So it's like an event. It's called High Rocks. I'm far from a triathlete. That's very nice of you to put me in that category, but I am not a triathlete. It is kind of like the new thing, if you will. I would never do CrossFit. Nothing against it. I just feel like I would hurt myself. and so this event is a really good mix of endurance. You run. Some people call it just like a running competition. You run for 45 minutes total in the event, but the running is split up with 8 events. So the stuff that you saw me do, it's like skier, rower, sled push, sled pull, wall balls, burpees. It's not fun, but it's like kind of a weird fun where I like to push myself, have goals, see what I can accomplish. So it's been a fun event. My best friend got me into. She did it first, and then I was like, what was that? And then ever since, I was like, oh, I think I would like that. So I'm happy to have found something because I don't see myself ever doing a marathon, not a triathlete, sorry. And like I said, I wouldn't do CrossFit. So ever since softball, I've kind of been searching for stuff, and I think this is a good fit.
Well, I guess that's the type of attitude that made you a Hall of Famer. Because I was just pleased. Like, my knees are hurting just from taking my 7-year-old son out roller skating yesterday. So that's kind of my plateau.
Like, I'm not in pain at times. It's just I try to make sure the pain is not everlasting. You know, that right. Like, I'm not destroying my body, but that, you know, just pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, I can definitely respect that and appreciate it. I also respect and appreciate that the Cubs, even though we weren't sure how aggressive they would continue to be, you miss out on Bregman, they already made the big splash with Tucker, and now the news that some folks were hopeful about, curious about, Justin Turner, and now a member of the Chicago Cubs. What's your initial reaction now that the deal is apparently done?
Yeah, I like it. When I heard the reports, it makes sense. Another veteran presence in the clubhouse. Most importantly, like the first thing I thought of is it takes pressure off of Matt Shaw. I think it just kind of gives him time and it doesn't make him feel like, you know, everything's on him. And it's not that I don't think like he can't handle that or couldn't do it, but the path becomes a little bit easier for him. Knowing that he doesn't need to rush anything or, you know, try to do too much too soon. There's someone he can, you know, pick his brain and versatility. You could even do first base if you want a platoon with Bush or DH. So I always like, you know, guys have really in Arizona been talking about just like winners in the clubhouse. I think Justin Turner definitely falls into that category. So I think as you're putting together, you kind of see the pieces of more veteran guys with the younger guys coming up and how those pieces could fit nicely together. I always think the best teams and championship teams have that mix. And so you're seeing it with the Cubs. And it'll be cool. It'll be cool to see how it comes together.
And you've been around this ball club closely in so many recent seasons at this point. And I was even drawing a bit of a comp between Ian Happ is at this point, the longest tenured Cub, but Ian Happ wasn't like a deep part of the World Series and division title success that was going on when he was a younger player. And it seems to me that even a guy like Ian Happ benefits from some of these recent acquisitions with guys who have been there and done that deep into the postseason and World Series runs between, you know, Turner and Tucker. And it just feels like the championship pedigree of the clubhouse enhancing should be something that boosts everyone.
Yeah, and I think I even saw clips from Ian Happ where he was talking about that, you know, that now you bring someone else into the clubhouse who has that experience. Dansby, I think, was saying the same thing. Just the more guys that you have in there who've been through it, know what it takes. You know, even like when I was getting there's been open conversations just saying, you know, the Cubs' goals this year and expectations. They're openly talking about playoffs. You know, saying we came up short and we want to change that this year, but we've got to perform. We didn't do that last year at times. And, you know, instead of always just talking about it, we got to show up. So I think that's one of the switches that you're seeing this year, changes, however you want to word it. I personally enjoy that. I don't think there's any problem when you want to be open about that and say, you know, what you want to accomplish. I think it can make you more focused. It holds you accountable to yourself and your own words. And so I think adding Justin Turner is right in line with all of that. And it keeps up the optimism, the expectations the Cubs see, the moves the front office has made, continues to make. And I think, you know, it continues to be part of that narrative. And now Turner is just adding to that.
One of the players on the youngest end of the spectrum that folks are most excited about is of course, PCA. And so for Pete Crow Armstrong now being the full-time, everyday center fielder and those expectations, I enjoyed hearing you talk about and even then talk directly to him about the progress he made throughout last season, because the athleticism was, of course, apparent the entire time, but there were those early struggles at the plate. And then he found some comfort and became more consistent by the end of the year. What were your observations of how that aspect of his game grew in the batter's box, and how do you see him potentially carrying that over in this season too?
Yeah, I think from, I feel like I've been playing PCA or talking about him or watching his game for a while now. It hasn't really been that long. It's just a player that you've watched, you know, for a few years come into his own. And you knew he was on the way. And then last year, late, especially seeing what he could do. He's athletic. He's really competitive. Is hard on himself, but not in a way that I think is, I was the same way as a player. Like, you just have high expectations of yourself. And I think that's what makes him who he is. And that's what makes great players great. You know, you're constantly expecting more out of yourself. I don't think the struggles are over. I think every player struggles. I think there will be times this year where he struggles. But I've always had confidence in PCA when I watch him because of those intangibles that come with his personality, that there is always a desire to want to get better, to figure it out, not an attitude where he thinks he has it figured out or that he is good. You know, even with changes that he made late, I don't feel that this is someone who's going to say, oh, well, I figured it out, so it's going to be no problem this year. He's never talked like that, never been like that. And so I always just appreciate the honesty, the candidness that he speaks with, just about what he expects out of himself. And knowing that this year, you know, when you're that guy in center field, still learning, still young, can rely now on some veteran presence around him. But there's confidence that comes when you've had success at the bigs. You know, like that's slowly building for him. He's a confident guy, but it always helps when results, you know, meet that. And so I think you're going to see someone who continues to have ups and downs. But I always like how Craig Counsell says the idea is you just want those downs. You want to try to shorten them. That's what makes great players great, that when you are struggling, those times that you are struggling are shorter and shorter. And so, yeah, I think he'll be so fun to watch. The more he just gets settled, it will just be, it'll be a show.
Well, speaking of a show with Elise Menninger here of the Marquee Sports Networks, my guest on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You can find her on social media at Elise Menninger. You can see her all over the Big Ten Network in a variety of roles as well. But when you mention show, I got to ask you about Showtime. The Cubs did make it official today. We knew he would start one of the games over in Japan, and now it's official. He will start the opener against the Dodgers. Now, on the other side of 30, at this point, you know, he's the type of pitcher where stylistically, apparently, he's got a lot more available in his toolbox with the types of pitches he can try to attack people with. And so even in the way that he only had a few different pitches he featured last season, he was able to be exceptional in this first season at the major league level. Do you anticipate? You mentioned struggles with a young player. He's been a pro for a while here, but second season in the majors. What do you anticipate from Showtime?
Yeah, so, I mean, Shota, technically a rookie last year, but he has experience. Like, this is someone who pitched in Japan for a long time, knows himself really well. What you appreciate about Shota, and something that Tommy Hotovy brought up in Arizona, that he's coming into spring not saying it's my second year, let's, you know, completely change everything, hitters might figure stuff out, it's not that, it's here's what I do well. Let's stick to those fundamentals, that foundation, and let's now build on that. And he appreciates that because, you know, that's key for him. The hitters will tell him throughout the season what he needs to change. There's more in the arsenal. He was kind of hinting at that late last season, maybe adding some pitches, you know, but trying to keep it simple in year one, and it was effective. So maybe not pushing it kind of along these same lines we're talking if you don't need to, and keeping stuff in your back pocket. Shota just knows himself so well, and he communicates it so well. That's, I think, a huge part of his success. Very intelligent, quick to make adjustments. He has so many tools that great players have that it'll be really fun, I think, to watch him this year. There was a lot of consistency, which can be so hard in the league last year in year one for him. So he's someone where I have confidence where the times that even last year he showed it, I think those will be fewer than, you know, for how much, for how often he'll do well. So I think he'll continue to be Shota.
How would you describe his vibe? Because one of the things that struck me most, not just the success on the mound, but sort of what he exuded in confidence and swag. And just over the years of watching different Japanese-born players come over here, I just tend to assume a certain degree of transition that might be necessary to get comfortable when they first arrive. And it didn't seem like that was necessary. He just seemed really comfortable in his own skin. And I would imagine that had to be fun to be around.
It was really amazing, honestly. He made it look so easy. I can only imagine it's not. Going to a new country, and like even when you played in that clip, like, you know, when the players go to Japan, they're on their own. They can see how I felt, because it's probably overwhelming, and you're getting used to so much, so many new things. But what you love about him is the joy he plays with. There's this competitiveness, but he doesn't lose sight of the love of the game. And absolutely, you know, you're kind of always waiting when you're talking to him, like when he's going to make a joke or whatever it is. He has a great way about him where he's able to be focused when he needs to be, but also still has fun. I mean, that's part of the fun in watching him. It's not even just, you know, how he pitches on the mound. It's like that personality he plays with. And so, yeah, and sometimes you, because of that playfulness, you never know what you're going to get with him, but that's the fun part, too, that he keeps everyone guessing on their toes. And I think probably what makes it even more amazing is when someone is good like him and they have that personality. You see that dichotomy where you can be so good on the mound but not be uber intense off the mound.
Love hearing that and always enjoy watching it when you're there. Of course, as always, spectacular stuff. Thanks so much for your time. Welcome back to Chicago. And again, apologies that it's negative 500 outside.
Yeah, I blame you. Thanks. So good to talk to you, man.
All right, Elise. We'll talk to you again soon. That is good. Elise Menaker of the Marquee Sports Network. You can find her on social at Elise Menaker, and one of our partners over at the Big Ten Network as well. She is the goods. She's back in Chicago for now. We'll be headed back out to Mesa soon enough. One thing I've never done before is to go and attend spring training myself. Whether that's been for the Cubs or the Sox or both, I've been in Arizona. Like back when I was doing the arena football thing on a regular basis, I'd go out, I'd be in Arizona calling arena football games and didn't make it a point to go and attend spring training this part of the year. But I'm giving it serious consideration this season. If I should go to Mesa or Glendale, or, I mean, both, they're right next to each other. I know a lot of you are getting ready to go. Would love to hear from you who are planning to go out to Arizona, whether it's Mesa, Glendale, both, whether you're Cubs fan, Sox fan. I've never been to spring training. I don't have a great sense for what exactly the fan experience is, aside from going to the game itself. If you're going to spring training, give me a call. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. If you go into spring training, let me hear from you. I'd like you to pitch me on the idea. Why do you go to spring training? Why are you going to go? What do you enjoy about it? Is it getting away from the weather? Is it seeing the development of some of these young players who you don't know that well yet? Is it being hopeful about some of the stars who are returning for this season to come? Whatever it is, I would love to hear it and just get your sense if you've experienced it before and if you're going to do it again. Hit me up, 312-644-6767. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Giving it serious consideration, I always enjoy new life experiences. Sometimes these are bigger deals and more adventurous occurrences. Sometimes it might be as simple as just a different restaurant, a new style of food I haven't tried yet, something along those lines. In this case, I've never been out to spring training. Never gone to watch the Cubs or the Sox in spring training. You know, I don't mind traveling. Like to do that quite a bit. Any of you who follow me on social, at Big Ant Herron, you'll see during the spring and summer months, I'm usually gallivanting around the globe somewhere. But this part of the year, this is an opportunity to go and check these ball clubs out before they get into breaking camp and getting into regular season mode. But I know a bunch of you love to go, and there's a variety of reasons why. So I put the question out before we went to the last break here. Just any of you who are going, who plan to go, who are looking forward to it, would just love to get your perspective on why. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the hotline right now. We got Kurt, who's on the line with some thoughts on attending spring training. What's happening, Kurt?
And how we doing tonight, man?
Good, man.
Hey, so I'm telling you what, you're missing out. So my wife and I got married in 2018. In 16, obviously, Cubs, you know, what we did. And she surprised me with tickets to spring training. One of the most memorable things I can say is just going to Arizona, enjoying the whole scenario. Like, it's beautiful. It's warm. You get to enjoy it. It's like Wrigley away from home. But I tell you what, we did a little bit of a tour. We did some other stadiums while we were there. But if you get the opportunity to go, the Wrigley Mansion puts on one heck of a buffet. The food is amazing. The sights up in the hills. If you go out into like Arizona's campus, you do some hiking, check it all out, man. I'm telling you, it's a heck of an experience. It's unlike anything you can do here in the Midwest.
So now you're talking my language, Kurt. I like the sounds of that. The Wrigley Mansion with the food spread. You start talking food, that's an added motivation for me to go check something out, to be somewhere where the good grub is at. And it sounds like Kurt and his wife, there might be a fever pitch situation. I guess Kurt is the Jimmy Fallon to his wife's Drew Barrymore, perhaps, something like that, if he's fanatical enough. He's probably brought her out there as well. 312-644-6767. Let's get Dwight involved in the conversation here. Dwight wants to talk a little spring training. Oh, okay. We don't have Dwight anymore. Well, Alex, yourself, we were talking a bit during the break here. So you have been before, or were you saying you plan to go now?
Both. So I've been before.
Oh, okay.
And I agree with everything that Kurt said. And it's just, weather-wise, there is no better time of year to go to Arizona. Like, okay. It is just beautiful in the 70s and 80s, and just no humidity during the day. Like Kurt said, you can go to a baseball game, and then at night, you can do whatever you want to do. And it's for everybody. Like, if you're a big-time baseball fan, well, you get to scout your team for the next year. If you're not, you get cheap tickets and get to sit front row and see Major League Baseball players from a view that you have likely never seen them before, unless you are super rich and get those first row tickets. So there is no downside to it at all. This time of year, it's the thing to do.
Yeah, I definitely like the sounds of it. It sounds enticing, and it is a chance to go out to experience great weather, and whether it's Mesa, Glendale, Phoenix. I mean, obviously, there's Phoenix and all the surrounding suburbs, Tempe, you name it, they're all right there. Scottsdale, and it's a great place to be this part of the year. There's fun. There's sports fandom. There's so many different Chicago restaurants that are there, so you're going to feel like you're kind of home anyway. And when I go to a game this year, I got to go see Shota Imanaga pitch in person this season somewhere, somehow. I'm not going to make my way over to Japan to check him out, but you know, I got to make sure I at least get to Wrigley or somewhere else, or somewhere that he's going to be pitching. Just because watching him on television, seeing him from afar, does look like a grand old time. And the fact that we now know he's going to be the opening day starter, there's some nice news for the Cubs as they put that out. Not surprising, not shocking, but it's good. It makes all the sense in the world for him to get the opening day start, opening game start, as they're over in Japan. We may come back around to some baseball talk a bit later in the show, but let's transition to some football in hour number two, as the Bears have some big decisions to make with the offseason being upon us. And, of course, the NFL Combine will be a big part of that storyline, and the considerations they'll have for the draft that are coming up as well. Talk to one of the best members of NFL media as he evaluates where the Bears can go and who they should be considering. And Chad Ryder will join us next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.